And that sounds like Elvis. Thank you very much. How do I sound, Joseph J?
You sound like Elvis, but that sounds like Elvis, but it's not Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you do it better than I do it.
I do my lip and my hips,
too. I was going to say, he gets the lip going.
You are good at that. Hey. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And thank you to Elvis Wade Cummings. Fantastic. The very first Elvis impersonator. This guy's tremendous. Go see.
Actually, I wouldn't call him an impersonator. I would call him a tribute artist.
Yeah.
He's an artist. A who?
Doppelganger.
I don't know what that means.
That means
he's a dead ringer without being.
Fantastic. And if you want to hear a replay of this interview, go to breakradioshow.com. Under Archives, Breakthrough Entertainment, hear the great interview with Elvis Wade Cummings and Joseph J. What do we got?
Well, that was Nashville Tonight from The Identical. Again, gave it two great big thumbs up here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Go and check it out. Came out yesterday. Got to go see this movie. And, and that was Blake Rain singing.
He's fantastic, that guy.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed because, you know, he's got some chops on him.
Yes,
for
he does.
And evidently he does a great job acting as well.
Excellent. Yeah. Let's get him. I want to get him on then.
We should. And Seth Green is in the movie too, by the way.
He was funny.
Yeah, we were trying to get him on the show, but unfortunately it didn't work out. But we got someone even better, Elvis Wade Cummings, the inspiration for The Identical. You know, and I was telling you this on the phone last night, Dave. We try to have on the people directly tied to the movies and then the people who represent the practical perspectives of the movies.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is the first time that we've had someone on that represents both sides of that equation.
Good point.
Yeah, so directly tied to it, and he told us he shed some light on the real life aspects of it.
Fantastic. And definitely go out and see this fantastic movie about the king. Yes. What do they call Michael Jackson?
The king of pop.
And Elvis is the king.
The king of rock and roll.
Oh.
What's Prince?
And Howard Stern is the king of all media.
Yes.
No,
I can't pronounce what Prince is.
Oh, okay.
He's the artist formerly known as Prince.
Okay.
But he's
back to Prince again.
Oh, he is? Okay, he's a sub-royalty.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
who's the queen?
That era?
Latifah.
Hello.
All right.
Hello, Latifah.
All right, here's some more. Who is?
Or Boy George, depending on how you look at it.
Who is the chairman of the board?
Frank Sinatra.
Who? Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
And the princess from Frozen. Okay, so.
Okay.
What are you guys eating in there?
Got candy.
Oh, you got to have some.
Oh, you want some?
It was only about 6 weeks ago that we talked about Milky Way Simply Caramels and regular Milky Ways. Yeah, so
I
you got to come in and grab some.
And candy season is upon us, so this is good timing
for that. Trick or treat.
Yeah. Was that on your list of candies, Joseph?
No, that wasn't, but I did... I bought the bacon maple cookies. I didn't make them yet.
Oh, you haven't made them?
No, I haven't made them.
Well, don't tell me about it until you eat them.
Wait a minute. You bought them?
Well, it's a cookie mix. It's a mix.
Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker. Hey, good memory.
Wow.
Maple bacon cookies and maple bacon frosting.
Well, you know, I have had a bacon caramel sundae, and that salty sweet.
and speaking of caramel, okay, you like this caramel?
Yeah, I do.
You've got to try. I tried these. I talked about these. The Twizzlers, caramel apple Twizzlers. They are so soft. The outside, you know, it is the licorice part is apple, very sour, tart apple, and then the inside, the most wonderful caramel that you've ever tasted. Tastes exactly like you're taking a bite out of a caramel apple, and I just like I've got to make that crunch.
Don't do that. That's gross.
Well, it was sounding delicious until it sounded like hogs
at
the trough.
Until you did that.
Thank you very much.
candy season is upon us.
Do they have those at Harkins Theaters?
No, they don't have those.
Do
at
they
Harkins.
Have AMC?
Target has all of their
Twizzler
Halloween
stuff for Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. I also found. Caramel apple, I didn't say this one. You know that pirate's booty? Caramel apple pirate's booty. They got that
you
out.
You mean
too.
The little cheese puff things?
No, yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Only
for some
these,
reason,
I don't know.
I was thinking they were popcorn, but you're
well,
right.
Well, they're supposed to be like popcorn.
Yeah, they're like cheese puffs.
You're right. It's kind of puffed up. Yeah.
It's the healthy alternative.
Oh, it is.
Semi-healthy. Yes, it's Trader Joe's usually.
Yes, but there's a lot of stuff out there, and as I taste it, and as I, you know, because I'm going to buy it all, I'll bring it in here, or, you know, and I'll tell you all about it and all that stuff. Exciting stuff. Still got to figure out what I'm going to be for Halloween too. Too much pressure. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Just be yourself, Joseph. Oh,
yes.
Calm down. Calm down. All right. Well, you know, you mentioned people should go to BreakRadioShow.com, Dave. I really think that they should, because we've got a couple of contests on there. These are not sponsored at all by KPHX 1480 AM.
However,
yeah.
We do have tickets to give away for Bill Maher.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, thanks.
Quite a few, actually.
Thanks for stealing my thunder.
This is exciting.
Go ahead, Joseph. Okay. What were you saying?
I was saying...
Jump through the window. Get at it.
They go to BreakRadioShow.com, click on the big F, and that'll take you to our Facebook page. So go to BreakRadioShow.com, go to our Facebook page, and we've got two contests up there right now. You can enter several different ways. One is for... where is it? This is where I... leave you, or you know, that movie with Jason Bateman,
yes.
Tina Fey, and the other one is
the new one that looks like the Hunger Games that I'm bringing up right
now.
The Maze Runner. Yeah,
we've got contests for both of those movies up there right now. We probably won't be reviewing the Maze Runner, but we will be reviewing the Jason Bateman one.
This is where I leave you. Yeah, which looks fantastic.
Yes, yeah. And so you know, both great looking movies. You can see the movies before anyone else. Advanced screenings. Not this Monday, but next Monday. If you go onto our Facebook page, it'll tell you all the details. And I'm going to tell you a code right now. This is the word that you're going to want to use.
The secret code.
Ooh, the password is. We should use that every week, because when we do these contests.
The secret code. Why are you whispering?
Because it's a secret.
This week's
don't want anyone to hear.
This week's secret code.
The secret code.
Is caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel or caramel?
Either way. No, they're spelled differently.
Caramel?
Yes, and if they spell it wrong, it doesn't count.
You know what?
We don't accept. Parmesan or Parmesan? Just kidding.
You can write caramel, you can write caramel, you can write caramel apple. If I get, you can write Milky Way simply caramel. You can write caramel apple Twizzlers, as long as I get the gist that you're talking about caramel.
Or you could say Dave tastes like caramel.
If I get the gist that you're saying, you're using the word caramel.
I'm going to throw up right now.
Okay. You have to.
This is Batman.
You get twice the opportunity to win.
Double Mitt Twins.
Yeah, because you know, one of the things, you got to sign up for our archived audio alerts, and I'll send you a link each week, and where you can download in case you miss any of the show. You can also like our Facebook page, and that'll give you another entry. But then you get two entries, so doubling your chance, quadrupling your chances of winning these tickets to these movies. So all you need to know is the secret code is. Caramel.
Parmesan.
And what is that again, Eric?
Parmesan.
The secret word is caramel.
Oh, you can endless shrimp at Red Lobster.
Oh. We
are we doing advertisements
now? Yeah. Yeah.
I want that.
It's back. Endless shrimp.
The night, Eric.
I'd rather go to the Red Lobster than watch a Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Yeah.
She's there? Oh, you got it on internet?
Huh?
No, Joseph was just saying, talking about two movies. One of them was Jennifer Lawrence, right?
Oh, I thought the secret photos of Jennifer Lawrence.
We did talk about Hunger Games because Maze Runner looks like
Maze
that
Runner.
Type
oh, that's
of movie.
What you said. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I'm tired of seeing that trailer, by the way.
But, oh, really? I haven't really watched the full trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so tell us about this other contest that you got going on. Is that this week?
It's
or
not
next?
A contest. We're just going to have people call up when we have tickets in hand, which will be next week.
Next week. Okay.
The next 2 weeks, next two weekends, we'll be able to give out some tickets.
Also, he'll be here the 19th.
I don't know, Dave.
Oh, okay.
But if we get to give it for 2 weeks, then
all
it's not
I know
next
is we
weekend,
got tickets
so.
For the next 2 weeks.
You know what they should do? They should stay tuned to BreakRadioShow.com and go to our Facebook page, and also KPHX 1480's official Facebook page as well, and we'll have all the details on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As well as information on our upcoming shows,
well,
all of our guests.
Let me make it clear. We don't have any today.
October 4th.
And the following weekend.
Don't
October
call.
4th.
So next Saturday.
Oh, October
4th. Yeah, next Saturday, I think we're going to be able to give out a pair an hour.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Excellent.
Yes.
By my calculations.
So don't call. Don't call unless you want a date with Joseph. 602-252-1480. That's the only reason you should call. And you must be hot.
What?
And that's not temperature.
What is that then? What else is there?
Joseph, I do want to say something. It's normally the ones that think they're hot are the ones that aren't. Well. So say you must be ugly, and then maybe they'll...
And that, under 85, they're not conceited, right?
Okay, well, no, you have to send your picture to Eric and Greg, and they'll shuffle through.
Yeah, we'll determine if it's okay. What I'll say is October 4th is when Bill Maher will be here in Phoenix.
There you go. Oh, thank nice. You. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that, Greg.
Absolutely.
That's Zoowalk Day.
Okay.
Well.
Oh no! What are we gonna do? It's Zoowalk or
luckily
Bill Maher.
That's in the morning, so we have
early.
Bill Maher.
Oh,
so
in
what,
the morning.
That's also our movies made scary, our songs made scary by horror movie show that day.
What is up
oh
with that?
Oh my God! Part what are we gonna do?
That's
There's
all right.
Too much going
it's,
on.
No, it's always wonderful to have a lot going on. But
yeah, that's true.
You know, I will tell you something. It doesn't matter. You know, if you can just sit back and enjoy his comedy. You're gonna it'll be the great way to end that busy day.
Okay.
Nicely said.
And speaking of busy, we've got eight other movies to talk about. We've got a lot of other movies to talk about. So let's get started. Of course, two big thumbs up to The Identical. Let's see if Innocence gets the same treatment here. In this, Sophie Curtis plays a young girl who, haunted by the death and dreams of her mother, moves with her father to Manhattan and enrolls at an exclusive preparatory school. Once there, her psychosis and hallucinations intensify as she discovers that her new school may be run by a coven of women who perpetuate.
You've had two, Miss. Speaking today.
Yes, I did.
Hey, would you like some more of this rum?
Yeah. Perpetrate their youth by drinking the blood of virgins. Who doesn't like to do that? So
I think I prefer the white rum that's been distilled over
well,
the...
Well, we can mix it with blood and it'll be a Bloody Mary.
I don't know. I think that...
Bloody Captain.
You know what?
Bloody Captain Morgan.
I've had white rum. I haven't had the blood of virgins, so...
Bloody Rummy.
I bet you love this, though.
All right, so what'd you think of the trailer?
I thought you didn't drink.
All right,
could call it a frontal lobotomy.
Yeah, I didn't know it was about that. I would have changed my mind. But the trailer, I thought it was trying to resemble Twilight, sort of Be With Me Forever, et cetera, a love and a horror story at the same time. I'm unsure about this one, but if I had to say just from the trailer, no thanks. But since you bring up the virgin,
Blood of virgins, yeah.
I do have time in my schedule.
Synopsis. Yeah,
blood
you put the word virgins in a synopsis, and suddenly it sounds exciting. Right?
It sounds like The Craft mixed with Twilight.
It sounds like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but here's what they wanted it to be. It's supposed to be, this is not my words, but theirs, an allegory of the precarious state of an American teenager as it explores the themes of loss, the human condition, and a society torn by purity and narcissism.
I think you like this.
Here's
oh
what
my God,
I got.
It's
out
like
of
my
it.
Favorite movie so
yeah.
far.
Yeah. Here's what I got out of it though. That if you're a teenage girl, you should disobey your parents and have sex as soon as possible. That is the message in this movie. Horrible, horrible message. I don't
because
like I
otherwise
said.
People will kill you to drink your blood.
Yes, that's exactly what I got out of it.
Oh my!
And you know what?
Now let's make this perfectly clear.
I take
We're not,
it.
You're not.
I'm
promoting.
Not saying that. I'm
yeah,
saying that
yeah.
I believe that the movie promotes
is.
That.
Wow.
So don't do that out there.
No, don't do that. You know, if your parents are saying don't, there's a good reason for that, because otherwise you'll end up like these weird people in this movie. You know, this is a melancholic Twilight Saga knockoff. Yeah, it's a knockoff. Speaking of which, you know, Sophie Curtis, the star of this movie, her crestfallen character Beckett makes Kristen Stewart's wet dish rag Bella look overly exuberant. So
wet dish rag, I love that.
That's what Kristen Stewart.
Everything
Bella
she does is wet dish rag.
Why would they name a character Beckett?
I don't know. I don't
that's
know.
Why I'm Beckett. That's the name of my friend's son.
Because you bend it like Beckett.
Exactly, it's a boy.
No, you bend it like Beckett. Remember the movie?
Beckham.
No, that's Beckham. Bend it like Beckham. But Beckett, I love Beckett on Castle.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
One. And I had a hard time even staying awake for the entirety of this movie. It's so melancholy.
Yeah.
And again, just watching Sophie Curtis's character, just she's so sad all the time, and oh, I can't wait to just lose my virginity.
Damaged girls.
Oh, you do that so well,
man. So, yeah, a terrible, terrible movie. You think I'm giving it a thumbs up?
Absolutely
no.
not.
This one's a thumbs down.
Does she get
down.
Happier not after she loses anymore. Her virginity?
She gets a little happier at the end.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a spoiler
Oh, wait a minute.
Alert.
Wait a minute. That what? Was a that was a thumb up your nose.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. That was a thumbs up. It was just
was
up your nose.
That was a thumb off the nose.
Oh, off the nose. That's
wait a minute.
Be careful because
you
my coffee's open, alert. So if a booger gets in there, that
I know.
Could be
just
very
disregard what I said.
Booger-free zone.
So what, was she smoking afterwards or what?
We'll talk about it off the air. We'll talk about if she's smoking and if they ever do drink her blood and what happens with all that. You don't want to find out. You got better movies to see this weekend. Let's see if The Longest Week is one of them. Jason Bateman, we just talked about him. He's in that new movie. You can win tickets on BreakRadioShow.com. Click on Big
This
F.
is where I leave you.
Well,
I'll be back.
Okay. The Longest Week, he's in a movie this week, so just opened yesterday. It's called The Longest Week. He plays an affluent and aimless man who lives a life of leisure in his parents' prestigious Manhattan hotel. We're talking about Manhattan twice today. In the span of 1 week, he finds himself evicted, disinherited, and in love.
Oh, that's right. I started watching that.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Just tell me what you thought about it in 1 second. But Olivia Wilde, Billy Crudup, and Jenny Slate also star. First of all, I want to hear if, Dave, did you watch it?
I started to watch this.
Okay.
And I got so bored so quickly, even though I like Jason Bateman. This one seems to go nowhere fast, and I just turned it off after 20 minutes.
Eric? Exact same thing here.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Well.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, you don't disrespect Jason Bateman like that. Well, we're going to have to talk to him about this.
I like Jason Bateman. Though.
You guys like Wes Anderson movies?
Some of them.
I don't know who Wes
Rushmore,
Anderson.
The
Bill Murray stuff.
Yeah, a lot of Bill Murray movies.
Well, I like Bill Murray.
I like Bill Murray, too.
Yeah.
The
Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Mm-hmm. Steve Zissou?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
That would be probably no. I don't really care for Wes Anderson. This desperately, desperately wanted to be Wes Anderson movie so badly that it almost started – I almost started to empathize with the movie because it just wanted to be a Wes Anderson movie so badly. And I pitied it. But
really?
That's more than you can say about any of these characters. Yes, it's boring, but all the characters are so incredibly unlikable that they engage in dull discourse about problems, and most moviegoers wish that they had these problems. I wish that I had these problems that Jason Bateman's character had in this movie.
Living in Manhattan,
being disinherited. All these women are just throwing themselves at me. And
well, that'd be terrible if Olivia Wilde.
Terrible.
I guess I didn't make it
you?
To the women throwing themselves at him.
Well, Olivia Wilde and all that stuff.
Yeah, I saw her, but
was she wild though?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm
she
not
breastfeeds in public. That's pretty wild.
Oh,
wow.
No. Not in the movie.
Or guys.
Not in the movie.
But she doesn't have any babies.
Okay.
That's the only problem.
She does have babies.
So,
a baby.
I
but
it.
You know, okay. So I'll
just one.
It's a little Joseph.
I don't blame him. She's gorgeous. Yeah. She is gorgeous.
Wow, about
but
me.
No, yours doesn't count.
But I
know how to do it.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
No.
Oh, gosh.
No, but I'm joking. I'm joking. It's okay.
Girl. You're joking. I don't know. What's going on around there?
Your son's over there with his hands over his ears. No. So I do want to talk about it after.
Okay.
You finish your review because I have a different take.
All right. Well, I just want to say that the movie, since we don't like the characters, and the movie is imitating another movie like Wes Anderson movies, that artificiality affects the authenticity of the character arcs. These characters go nowhere. They don't learn anything about their you know neuroses, and the entire ordeal feels fruitless and without meaning. So I'm giving The Longest Week a thumbs down. What were you going to say?
Isn't that what we said, Dave?
That is what we said, but in much shorter language.
That took a week to say.
I said it in a way that would probably offend the film, the filmmaker a lot more.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Except for I watched the whole thing because it's my job, according to
you. Wow, that's true.
Okay, well,
that's
and you
true.
Know what? I ended up watching the whole thing. I fell asleep the first time, but I love Olivia Wilde. I love Jason Bateman. So I thought, okay, I was tired and maybe that was the reason. And I thought there were some cute moments in the middle of it. As their relationship was kind of, you know, it was based on a lie. But there, it just the ending left me flat.
Yes,
and I was just kind of like, there just wasn't enough.
He didn't learn.
There
enough.
Wasn't enough, and I think it had some potential, but it just, no. So unfortunately, it got a thumbs down from me too. But I did when I went back and I watched the middle part. I enjoyed some of it.
Did you like the narration?
No.
Not really.
I didn't like the narration
either.
I think that that's another case of the filmmaker here, by the way, his name is Peter Glanz. He's trying to be a little bit too much like Wes Anderson. Mm-hmm. And what was that? The hotel movie that came out earlier this
Marigold.
Year.
Oh, yeah.
No, not that one's really good, but Indigo or something.
Hotel Hollywood at Disneyland.
It was Indigo. It was bad.
But I think we have a guest.
Who wants to sing Elvis?
Guessed my foot. I've been messing around with dogs for the past 12 days.
Messing around with dogs?
I am a dog sitter and a whisperer. Mm. So if you want me to lick your face, lift my leg, or bite you on the ankle, I can do all of those Joseph at one time.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. There's other places.
And there's other things. Peanut butter can be involved, too. Okay, let us go.
So allergic.
But not whipped cream.
Let us go with one of my cousins. Listen to this. You ain't nothing but a kitty cat, meowing all the time. You ain't nothing but a kitty cat, meowing all the time. You ain't never been a mouser, and you ain't no friend of mine.
That is nice.
That's excellent.
The feline version.
It is. And Joseph, if I were 40 years younger, you would not be alive.
Oh.
There would be nothing but a hank of hair and a piece of bone and a walking, talking, what, honeycomb? Whatever that is.
Wow.
Walking, talking. Are you.
Joseph, I know that one. Babe.
Are you
talk
coming out to the Halloween bar crawl?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am going to have someone who knows how to paint. Because my cat stripes lose their aura during the year if I don't put them out, you know, in the sun. So whoever paints on naked bodies, there's a god in Scottsdale who put my stripes back on.
Are you going to bring...
And Katiana... No, Bobby won't show up. Oh. Whatever. Katiana will show up.
Oh, there's
she comes
two
out of
you.
The closet.
Well, that...
Is there peanut butter involved on this one?
Well, I can bring peanut butter,
well,
Joseph.
I'm the mouse. I've got to have peanut butter.
Oh, honey
right?
bun. You're always the mouse.
I like cheese better. Can you bring some cheese?
I'll bring you whatever
I have this weird picture
you want.
Actually, teriyaki is pretty good, too.
Honey, I'll get whatever you want.
How about honey? Molasses?
Cheese and honey will just smear you up real good. Okay?
Well, thank you very much, Bobby. I can't wait for it. Halloween bar crawl, November 1st.
Wait. Where's
what?
The Halloween
November
bar crawl?
November 1st.
November 1st. Yeah, the day after Halloween.
It has to be before Halloween.
Old Town Scottsdale.
Old Town Scottsdale.
I'll give you the locations when we get closer.
Just go and wander on the street. He'll find you.
Everyone needs to watch. There'll be like a puff of white smoke when they elect the Pope when you and I meet.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Sparks will fly.
Or it could be black and purple. We don't know.
Ooh.
Wow.
You mean like bruises will be involved?
Sounds like a scary time.
Yeah,
yes, very
life
scary.
Is full of surprises. That woman knows. She's got that lilt in her voice that tells me she knows.
She does? What does she know? I want to know what she knows.
Thank you.
She can't tell you. That's what makes women fascinating.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, I can't wait.
I enjoy your program so much. I just want to tell you that. I was driving the truck over speed limit trying to get to the house from the dog
house. You drive
house.
A truck?
Yeah.
I saw your Facebook page.
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't? That was a different
I'm
body.
I'm in a...
Stalker, Eric.
Bunker in South Phoenix in the ghetto.
Uh-oh. In the ghetto.
Oh, I've seen that bunker
before. I love
before.
In the ghetto. And Lisa Marie doing that.
With tunnels. With tunnels?
Tunnels? It goes to Israel?
Well, can be. I like the Israelis.
Yeah. But you'd have to go under one of the oceans. Which one? Pacific or Atlantic?
Easy. I can go through either one. You know when you do the travel via the mind?
Yes.
You don't have to go and get groped in the airport.
Oh. Oh, man.
You get groped when you fly?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, there are.
You do?
Great there are
I never get groped.
The TSA, that's what they're good for.
There are boob people, both kinds. There are butt people, which are those there, too.
And
there are extremity people, which means something like legs and things. You know?
Oh, yeah. I did have some some grope.
Wingstop. Oh.
Yeah, and then you got pervs out there, too, which are interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that happened.
Love you all, and I will
Trish is pointing at Dave for some reason.
Hey, Joseph, write down a note.
Yes.
And you tell me what you want, honey. You know, barbecue sauce. Whatever you want.
Trick or treat. Nice.
We'll make you happy, babe.
Is this going to be like a buffet, though?
It could be.
Wow.
Like the Buffett.
Oh, I can eat. All right. Oh, thank Jimmy you Buffett. Very much,
like
Bobby.
Jimmy Buffett, yeah.
Margaritaville.
Living in my living on kumquats? No. What are they? Living on
okay.
On
sponge cake.
I sang like that once joke. In a bar.
Hey, sing that right now. I want to hear it sing. Song.
I don't know.
Living on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
I didn't have my drink, and I haven't had one in 30 years. What am I going to do? I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby, thank you.
Well, you know, she did a great Elvis impression, but I think we need
always,
to...
That's not what
she's always entertaining. She is always entertaining. And I actually think that Joseph is blushing.
Blushing.
You know who
blushing.
Does a better
Bobby blush.
Elvis impression than Bobby? Blake Raine.
Yeah.
Blake Raine, take us into the break with Gypsy Man from
why
the Identical.
Why did that side of the table move up while Bobby was on the line? Look at that. Let me put it down.
Listen to that.
This is Blake Raine.
Blake Raine.
Is it?
From the Identical.
This is so good. He is he was the perfect actor in this film, The Identical. See it tonight. Harkins has it. Where else?
Everywhere.
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 This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
It's always great to have a friend in business. That's why we encourage you to reach out to Brandon Ross at Burt Carpenter Financial, a full-service residential lender. Call now for exceptional service and an accurate pre-qualification. Connect with him online at BrandonRossHomeLoans.com or by phone at 602-953-7826. 602-953-7826. Brandon Ross, NMLS number 858655, and Burt Carpenter Financial, NMLS number 142159.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but stay over my blue suede shoe.
Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is the Boogie Woogie Rock and Roll Show.
Yes, it is.
Woo-hoo, you got it right, baby.
I don't know how I did that.
Yeah, baby.
Your coffee's kicking in.
Holla.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Boogie Woogie, baby.
Holla. We're back to holla? Holla.
5,000 hollas for $5,000.
I don't get it, but Bobby charges less.
Oh.
For peanut butter.
Bobby's like part of the whack pack for this show.
And there's going to be some cats with her there, so
oh, man. Oh, but now dogs.
Joseph's going. Oh, and dogs
yeah,
too.
Yeah, now it's dogs.
He's
and
really
I'm part
into
of the
that.
Quack pack.
Wow. Oh yeah, and you'll have Frozen there.
Hi, Frozen.
Hey, then Frozen quack, can get quack, some play too quack, out of it. Quack. Look at that.
Yes.
Quack up. Quack up.
Well, of course, you know, this is our...
you should bring your next along and see if she has a male cat that she can bring.
Yeah, we should...
No, your next is fixed.
Yeah. You know, but what she might do, our great off-the-air story about what your next did to her brother.
Yes, yes.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, of course, this is our Boogie Woogie Rock and Roll Show, all in honor of the identical... And, you know, so that sounded an awful lot like Elvis singing us into this
blue
segment with blue suede shoes. Was it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
It
Elvis
was
Presley.
I win.
I know.
Finally.
I knew it.
Finally.
Finally, I win.
Yeah, we've got a few Elvis Presley songs.
And you're
going to
win Halloween, November 1st, I should say.
November 1st, yeah.
Wow, you excited?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Halloween's one of my favorite holidays. We've got, you know what? And we've got a whole slate of Halloween-themed shows all in October. I'm working on a vampire show in honor of that movie Dracula Untold.
Yeah.
We've got a Day of the Dead show. As I said earlier, our Music Made Scary by Horror Movie show, part 3.
What's on November 1st?
November 1st is our holiday movie preview.
Hmm.
Yeah. Why?
I don't
so wait
tell
a minute.
You.
You're gonna go do holiday movie preview and then go retro that night with the bar crawl.
Yes.
That's Halloween style.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I may or may not be here.
Okay.
We might be on a cruise.
Okay. All right.
Cruise. What's the?
we can always do a pre-record and.
Oh yeah, have my voice come through and say good luck tonight, Joseph.
Scary.
That's a pre-record.
Remember Bonanza? Yeah, and then they had Haas, they had Little Joe.
Little Joe,
I love Little Joe.
Well, we're calling you Little Joe.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's you know, speaking of Bonanza and the westerns and stuff like that. There's a really big movie out. It's called Frontera. I'm going to tell you what I thought about it later in the show, but right now.
Oh, you don't want him to hear?
Well, he might. He actually might want to hear.
I think he might want to stay on.
I just want to say that I've been posting my reviews early. I'm hoping that Greg and Dave don't look at them. But I
didn't look at them.
But if our guest writer-director Michael Berry wants to look at it, I would not be ashamed at all of him reading my review of this movie. It's called Frontera. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael.
Thanks for having me. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So, you know, this movie just opened yesterday in theaters here in Phoenix, and it's also, I believe, on iTunes, video on demand, all that great stuff.
Yep.
Let me tell our listeners a little bit about the film. Ed Harris plays a former Arizona sheriff whose wife is killed while riding on their ranch property. It would appear that a Mexican man played by Michael Pena illegally crossing into the U.S. is at fault. As the former and the current sheriff search for answers, lives are changed forever. I don't want to reveal too much about the movie, but you got quite a journey here. So tell us a little bit about how you came up with this story.
The story started with a longtime friend of mine, Luis Molinet, who was born and raised in Douglas, Arizona. And I started making some short films, and he called me up and said, listen, I've been trying to suss out this story about the border. I want to write a story that's based in the border town, you know, between Arizona and Mexico. And he told me a little bit about it and had written about a 3-page sort of synopsis of it. And we began our talks. And he said, I want you to direct this. I've seen the way you're telling your other stories. And he goes, I want to tell this story from both viewpoints, you know, from the Americans and the Mexican. And that's kind of how we got started. So we've been working on it for quite some time. We finally got someone that was willing to foot the bill and let us make the movie. And so then, as everything does, it became a rush job after that. Okay, we have to hurry up and finish the script and get this going, and we got it all together, and we started going after actors, and that's sort of the genesis of the story, I guess, of how it happened anyway.
And, you know, you went after actors. I mean, you got Ed Harris.
I know.
I mean, that is amazing. That is,
I know, and he's exactly who I wanted. I literally wrote that character with him in mind, and we got Ed Harris. It's unbelievable to me, too. Every day that he showed up on set, I was like, Ed Harris is here again. He came again.
You know, he's fantastic in those type of roles.
Appaloosa.
I was thinking of. I love that movie. Yeah.
History of Violence, awesome.
Yeah, he's just tremendous. You know, I didn't see the movie yet, and I want to actually tonight, but I did see the trailer, and of all the trailers I've seen over the years, I never give a thumb up on a trailer. This looks fantastic. It looks suspenseful, dramatic, emotional with a message. This looks like a fantastic movie.
I'm really, really proud of everyone that worked on the movie. I stand by what we did together, and I hope you like it.
Well, you know, we were at the Phoenix Film Festival, and I believe that there was a showing of this, but it
was
sold out immediately.
Yes.
We were unable to get tickets.
Yeah.
I was shocked, even as media, unable to get tickets.
Were you there? Were you aware that it sold out that quickly? I mean, because I'm press, and I showed up immediately when it was opened, and it was gone.
You know what, I was there, and if I had known that you guys couldn't get in, I would have walked you in somehow. I would have found a way to get you in. I'm so sorry about that. Thanks for coming.
I'm so glad it sold out.
Yeah, and that is just so rare at these things. Mm-hmm. When you're in the press, in the media, especially as well-connected as Joseph is, it just knocked us all for a loop. But then seeing this trailer and hearing about it is just, we are so excited to see it. And don't mind paying good money for it.
Oh, thanks. I mean, it's an Arizona story. I'm from Arizona originally. That's where I was born and raised. And Louis's from Arizona, too. So we're both Arizona natives. So I think maybe that's part of the reason. I have lots of family and relatives, and I'm sure they called all their friends and all their friends' friends and things like that. So I'm partially responsible for it being so full that night, I'm sure.
Well,
sorry about that.
And you know, it was full for a good reason. I'm gonna break with my code here. I'm just going to go ahead and review it right now. This is a fantastically absorbing drama. It addresses a specific subject from a variety of viewpoints. It makes for a universally empathized experience. Needless to say, this is a thumbs up. I mean, Michael, this is your very first feature-length film. It truly is a triumph. You take viewers back and forth across the border with a story about several people whose lives collide into tragedy.
Is this a breakthrough?
No, it's not a breakthrough, but it's very close to one. It's very close to one. It marches through heartache to hope, ending on a note of optimism amidst so much hate and prejudice. Its final moments, and I'm not going to reveal anything here, but its final moments are guaranteed to take your breath away, while the rest will incite interminably moving meditation. Michael, that ending of this movie, I've never experienced anything like that.
I'm so glad it's so nice to hear you say that. I mean, of course, that's music to my ears. I mean, it's everything that we hoped, and it was inspired by so much personal experience of Louis and I, you know, the way we grew up. I mean, the characters are based on my relatives and his relatives, and none of the experiences are exactly what happened, but it's all sort of inspired by our family members or our friends or people that we've known. There's a real Miguel. The character of Roy was inspired by my father. There's, you know, the character of Livy was inspired by my mother. I mean, so we have lots of connection to the story ourselves. So we treated it with, you know, very carefully and with, we hoped, great respect. So.
Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I split my time between San Diego and Arizona.
Okay.
And I've born, raised California girl, but you know, even though this story is so intertwined with Arizona, I would think that it would, from what I've seen, I think it would play well on any of the border communities, especially, and other places too. I mean, the border, La Frontera, is such a huge hot topic right now throughout the country. Are you going to be, you know, really putting it out nationwide?
I hope so. I mean, I was delighted. The film actually premiered in Guadalajara, Mexico, and, you know, 800 Spanish-speaking people, you know, watched it and gasped and laughed and cried at all the right places. And I would love it to be in San Diego. Obviously, very much a border town, Tijuana and in Texas, mm-hmm. and all the border towns, New Mexico, all of them. I would love for it to be, you know, all over the place. I live in New York now, strangely enough. I'm all the way out in New York, and I would like it to play there. It is actually in New York right now, and I would like it to spread out as much as possible. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, whether it be Tennessee or
right.
or even in Illinois, Indiana, I know people in Wisconsin, there are Latinos and people who are first generation here, people
yeah.
who are really truly touched by this throughout this country. And I think especially if you can bring it out within the border states, the word is just going to spread like wildfire.
That's our hope. That's the aim, and I from your mouth to God's ears, I really hope that does happen. I'd love for this film to get out there. And
yeah, and I was trying to tell Dave what to see, and you know, I try not to show my hand since I see the movies earlier, and I didn't want to tell Dave to see this, you know, specifically because it was so wonderful. But I was kind of like leaning in that direction, wasn't I, Dave?
Oh, you definitely were leaning that direction. But I got to tell you, when I saw this trailer, I knew this is a fantastic movie, and I never say that about trailers, but I could tell, and. I want to see it tonight. It's
yeah.
out here. Where is it at?
I believe it's
in
at the,
Scottsdale.
Is it at the Harkins Camel View? I believe.
I think that's right. Yeah.
And
Harkins.
I'll tell you, you know, when I arrived, I arrived right before the show, and you know, Dave came to the airport, picked me up as we headed into the studio, and yes, we were talking about the Identicals because he'd seen the movie, and uh-huh. you know, we were talking about that because I'm a big Elvis fan, but then the very next thing out of his mouth was, oh. But what we've got to see tonight is Frontera.
Yeah.
He said that I was so moved and so engrossed in yeah. that trailer that it's a must-see. I'm giving it a thumbs up just by the trailer, which amazed me because he's never done that I can remember.
Wow.
Yeah, and now,
wow. Well, I you know, I'd love to hear what you guys think of the movie after you see. I really would. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope you do.
Well,
from
Joseph's glowing remarks, I really am sure we will.
Yes. And, you know, I'm curious, though. It wasn't filmed at all in Arizona, was it?
No, you know what? I went all over Douglas, Arizona, and was even taken around by this woman named Kelly, who's a mountain lion tracker. Her and her dad are mountain lion trackers, and they showed Luis and I all these different locations. We found every location in Douglas, Arizona, and along that border town, and got the okay from the border guards, and who were really great to us. And then the producers came and said, "We've got a 25% tax break to take this to New Mexico. We need you to fly out there and see if you can find the locations. And if you can, we need to do it there." And I was very sad because I wanted to shoot it in Arizona. But the fact is that for filmmakers where, you know, at my level, where the budget level that we were at, I needed to do it in New Mexico. And we were able to find good locations. And that's something that I would love to see change in Arizona, because I would have loved to have made the film in Arizona.
Yeah,
New Mexico was a fantastic experience. There was crew there. Everyone was great, but I, you know, I'm from Arizona, and I wanted to make it there, mm-hmm. but I wasn't able to because there was too much of a tax incentive that drew us away. So I will say that.
Yeah, well, and it did look, you picked some great settings out there in New Mexico, and you know, definitely I could have, it fooled me. I could have swore that it was Arizona.
I was very careful because you know, we needed to find more foliage than what normally there is in New Mexico. It's very flat and kind of barren in lots of areas, but we found this area that had enough of it that could double as the areas in, you know, Douglas. So it worked out.
Do they have saguaros there?
No, I thought about placing a few in some of the shots. Not really. I needed some of those in there. People are going to be watching for those now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, sorry.
Well, you know, I mean, during the week, this is a very political station by and large, and hopefully maybe there's some people that will kind of get active in this and just say, "Hey, you know, we're looking at trying to draw businesses and all this, and sometimes the taxes, that makes the huge difference, you know." And look at what could have brought so much notoriety in a good way to Arizona and the border.
There's just so much. There's just so much beauty and opportunity in Arizona. I just think that every film should be shot there. I mean, it's such a beautiful. And you know, you drive an hour and a half, and you're up in the mountains, and it's a completely different landscape. And I think there's so much opportunity and so many reasons to shoot a film in Arizona. And I just would like to see that happen more often.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, maybe some of the powers of be are listening, and we can work on something like that. But
I hope so. It's such a great place to be. I hope so.
Well, you know, Michael Berry, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And before we let you go, are you working on anything else?
I am. I just finished production on a new film called Stuck. That's about six people who get stuck on a New York City subway.
Oh, interesting.
And it's actually a musical film, believe it or not.
Nice. We love those.
Oh, yes.
We you know what? We've got to have you back on for that show, and we'll do a whole show wrapped around that. We'll play all the songs from the movie.
I would love to do that. That's a deal.
Now,
I'd love
this
to
is
do that.
A total aside. What part of New York?
What part of New York do I live in?
Yeah.
I live in Tappan, New York. I lived in the city for years and years, but I just needed to, I'm from Arizona. I needed to move away.
Gotcha.
So I needed some more space. So I moved out about 15 miles north, this little village called Tappan. And that's where I've got my kids and my wife, and I redid a little ranch house out there, and that's where we live.
Awesome. Wow. Well, I love upstate, and I love the country around there, but love New York City. I'm sorry, my heart has always got a piece of it there.
No, I love New York too, but I love it now that I can drive away from it. I can drive into it and love it, and then drive away from it when I'm finished.
I never want to leave the city when I'm there.
Oh, you don't?
No, I love it.
No, I was there for years and years, and I lived in this city for a long time, and I know the highways and byways and the subways and stuff, and I do love it, but I like it better now that I can leave when it's time to go.
And well, and if you're going to raise a family, I'm sorry,
with my kids and stuff, exactly.
Yeah. But I can't wait to see that too, because I think that leaves open so many. I'm just picturing when I see in a subway car. I'm just picturing.
You know
what?
It came out really great. It came out really great. We've got some great actors in it. There's Giancarlo Esposito from. He was in Breaking Bad. He was the.
Yeah, he was Gus.
Yeah, and Amy Madigan. I got her to do another film with me. She's in it. She's amazing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Arden Cho. She's on Teen Wolf. A guy named Omar Chaparro, who is actually very kind of famous in Mexico. He's sort of the Jack Black of Mexico.
Oh,
wow.
Well, you know.
And the singer Ashanti is in it.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have to do a show wrapped all around that.
Yeah.
We'll play your music. We'll have you on again. Magnolia Pictures, they have my email address. Make sure you get it from them. Again, please stay in touch. We'd love to have you on the show. And if you're ever in Phoenix, we'd love to have you in studio.
Definitely.
I'd love to do that. Okay,
that would
thanks,
be good.
Guys.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Hey, everyone, thanks for bringing some attention to Frontera, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, we'll continue. In fact, once I see it, I will write a review, too, as well. In fact, off there, if you want to give to our producer, Eric, off the air, maybe your email address, I'll personally send you the review and tell you all about it.
That'd be great. I'll do it.
Okay, so Eric, if he could get his email address, that'd be great.
I'm on it, Dave. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yes. Michael
thank
Berry,
you guys.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Everyone go out and check out Frontera. If you go tonight, you might be able to meet Dave.
Yeah. Frontera. Frontera.
Yeah. I definitely want to go. I'm going tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen this at the Phoenix Film Festival and experienced. I mean, again, I don't want to reveal the ending, but the end of this movie, I would have loved to have seen what everyone at the Phoenix Film Festival thought, and just this gasp that I'm sure that
especially
entire house
with the people who are so into film, like the people that come to the film festival.
Yes. Yeah. So this is a great film. Again, big thumbs up. We'll talk more about it. Probably next week. But in the meantime, one of my favorite Elvis songs is this, Teddy Bear.
Oh, I like that.
Me too.
Is this the real Elvis?
Yeah, this is the real Elvis.
Teddy Bear.
I've got a teddy bear that I've had since childhood that actually sings this song. No, not Ted.
Teddy Bear.
It's a teddy bear that when you push its arm, it sings this.
Oh, yeah, the movie Ted. No, I'm kidding. That's a great, great song. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Let me be. Let him be.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead. Bars. Meat market. Gas. High prices. Politicians. Liars. Auto mechanics. Rip off.
Guys, whoa, wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieved with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with a mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is a 1480 AM KPAJAX. Yeah, let's rock and roll. Is this our
that sounds like jazz,
woogie boogie rock and roll show?
Yes, well, you got to do our boogie
rock and roll show.
Come on. Woo. I think we rock.
I have to say, one of the most underrated, and I forgot about it until recently when I saw this movie again, but favorite Elvis moments in film. Is Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yes, of course, when Nicolas
Cage has to jump out of the plane at the end, dressed up as Elvis impersonator with the flying Elvises, Utah chapter.
Elizabeth Shue, am I right?
No. Sarah Jessica Parker, Sarah and Jessica her Parker. Nose.
But what was very interesting is, you know, Nicolas Cage is a huge Elvis fan.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah, huge.
That was a good movie. I like that.
Yeah, James Caan.
And you know what else was a good movie? Frontera.
Oh, incredible.
Talking about James
I'm so
Caan.
Excited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where he? No. What was that one where the girl went with James? Was it James Caan to Hawaii or something?
Yes, that's Honeymoon in Vegas.
That was good.
That was a good movie. There was only one flaw. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Hey,
Elizabeth Shue would have been better, right?
Yeah, she's much cuter.
I like Sex in the City. Come on.
You do? I like it in the town. I like it in the villages. I like it in the forest. I like it in the pool.
Now we're finding out here with cats and dogs, yes. Perhaps. Yeah. So this could
probably.
Be interesting.
I like it with Bobby.
I wonder what they would look like.
Well,
yeah.
Let's do a quick review.
Bobby, who's Bobby?
Ooh, baby.
I don't know. Oh, baby, I meant. Baby, Bobby, what's the difference?
Are you thinking about Bobby now?
Did you know that Bobby's real name is really Marge? So, Marge. Yeah.
I love Margie. That was a show. Remember, Eric? I love Margie.
That's old, Dave.
Yeah, I thought so.
I've never even heard of it.
I don't know who's in it.
You love
that was like an old black and white sitcom, wasn't it? Like from the 50s or 60s?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even born.
That, of course, was Jailhouse Rock.
Yes.
Seeing Elvis Presley singing us into this segment. And let's do a real quick review of May in the Summer. In this,
My Little Margie.
Oh.
Yes, My Little Margie. You're right.
May in the Summer.
That's what you call him? Oh, sorry, Joseph. Go ahead.
It's about a woman who, upon returning to her familial hometown of Amman, Jordan, for her wedding, she's led to question the direction her life is taking. Her once carefully structured world appears to unravel as she grapples with her own truths. Dave, what'd you think of this trailer?
Well, I'm looking for it. I did see it, and I liked it. I thought it was entertaining. It looked like it could be very entertaining. It looked pretty funny. It looked like lightheartedness, and it's something I'd probably want to see.
Yeah. Did anyone watch this film?
I wanted to, but technical issues.
All right.
I didn't see it, but I've been to Jordan.
Okay.
Does that count?
Is it nice?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I would much rather have gone to Jordan and seen this film.
Oh, no.
It does look good. The trailer does look good. You've got a couple of great actresses in it, including the young girl is from Bart Got a Room, which is, if you've not seen that, that was my favorite movie of a few years ago, Bart Got a Room. Mm-hmm. William H. Macy is in it. Terrific, terrific movie.
Is that with Macaulay Culkin's brother?
Possibly.
Rory? I might be thinking of a different one. One of the Culkins. But you didn't like it, even though... Perhaps the greatest actor of our time, especially in the 90s.
Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
He's in it. I know. I figured. Yeah. I thought of you when I saw him in this. You know, this is more like a soap opera set in Amman than a legitimate feature-length dramedy. You know, the director of the movie is the star of the movie. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but Shirin Dabi, possibly.
Sounds right.
You know, I did my best there. I'm sorry. But she does not establish a specific purpose for her story and instead merely makes it an account of things that occur over one summer with the thin thread of premarital apprehension. We don't particularly mind spending the summer with these characters, but we never become invested enough in their problems to make the experience emotionally resonant or even genuinely entertaining. So I am giving May in the Summer a mild thumbs down. It is okay. Again, you know, some good actors, actresses in it, but you know, mild thumbs down. I only give thumbs sideways in very certain cases. We have one next week, actually, and there's a caveat there.
Caveat.
Wow. All right.
You're pulling a Dave-ism on me with the caveat. I was looking to Dave to see
if
he's...
Were you serious?
I'm right.
No. He was not serious. He was pulling a Dave.
I think he is serious.
We pulled Dave throughout the show. He told me he would say that earlier. Bark Got a Room 2008. I was thinking of a different one that had the Culkin guy. But I believe you're speaking of Alia Shawkat.
Yes.
And she is phenomenal, whatever you see her in. She has a lot coming up, too, in the next year or so.
Yeah,
so you'll be
she's a very talented actress.
Quite a bit.
And, you know, the song that's going to take us to the end of the hour is, I bet, Dave's favorite Elvis Presley song of all time. Can you all guess? Not you, Eric.
The Burning Love.
No.
Well, I do like
is
that.
Is it time to play it?
Gonna
this is your favorite, I bet.
And Margaret.
I loved her in Viva Las Vegas.
I like the movie, but the song's not my favorite.
But you
I
like
love
Las Vegas.
This movie.
Oh,
yes,
yeah, I do.
He does. He loves
All right, I love this song. This is really good.
Whenever we're traveling and we're waiting for our flight to Phoenix or L.A. or San Diego, he goes,
Cleveland.
Hey, there's a flight to Vegas. Should we go jump on
the
flight to
I did
Vegas?
Say that.
Let's go to Vegas.
It's true. Watch me thrust my hips. Thank you.
I'm not going to watch that. Oh, look at the glass now. Look at what you've done. You've shattered it from 15 feet out. We're not calling you Little Joe.
Oh, be careful.
All right, this
Bobby's
is Breakthrough.
Going to come over here and break down the door.
Breakthrough Entertainment.
Breakthrough Entertainment.
Be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty.
faculty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.